The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
This might be fun. I just thought about this. If you guys want to call in right now, one of the few times that you'll be able to call in before we take off tomorrow, 1-855-BURT-SHOW. But why am I asking? Where is the place that you had your emotional breakdown? That you were out in public somewhere? It was just, I can't say inappropriate, because you just couldn't like control it, man. There's so much going on in your life, and I'm sure Cassie has years of breakdowns all over Atlanta. But I'm really curious, like, were you in a meeting with your boss, and it got pushed over the edge?
Had Adam Levine hung up on you when you just launched a new show in D.C., and you completely lost it in a production room in front of one of your big bosses?
There were just things going on in your life that nobody knew about, and the emotions took over. There you were at Target buying something, or you were in the self-checkout line, and it all hit you at one time, and you just started bawling, right? 1-855-BURT-SHOW, because I am happy to report.
Yes?
I had one yesterday!
Yay!
I had my first one yesterday!
Mentee B!
What is that?
Mental breakdown.
Oh.
Where was it? How did it happen?
Yeah. Let me tell you, I was so excited about it that it took me out of it because I was so excited to text Amanda, who's wanted me to have a breakdown.
Yeah.
So it kind of took me out of the moment because I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to tell Amanda that I'm shedding tears right now. So I don't know why. This is not one of my favorite songs or anything, but I'm just in my truck with the top down.
Butterfly Kisses.
Yeah. And I am driving to the gym, and I have this playlist that has been playing on Spotify. It's like a feel-good playlist, right? And for whatever reason, as I'm driving, this song comes on.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to pass.
So I don't have any kind of connection to this song. It's an ELO song from what year, Tommy?
That was probably around 75-ish.
Didn't Guardians of the Galaxy make it popular again? I mean, it's always been popular, but
ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, is my favorite group of all time. So I got to see them in Philadelphia on the fifth row and Atlanta on the front row. So
Coldplay would like a word.
The fact that they made them made you cry. I love it.
Yeah, so I'm driving, and I don't know if it's the frequency of the song, because I don't even know what they're really saying in the song. But yesterday, I just had one of those moments, and it's very hard for me to like focus in on the moment on emotions, because I've told you guys about my fight with just holding back when there's any kind of emotion at all. I try to exit that. But yesterday, I was driving from my house to the gym, and I was filled with two emotions at the exact same time. I didn't even know it was possible, but there was so much joy and peace and so much sadness at like the same time. I don't know that I've ever experienced that before.
That's why there's a song called Joy. and pain.
Yeah.
Sunshine and rain.
Right now. 2-1, baby.
This is what I'm going to miss the most. Said right. No one ever.
Right now, it's just pain. Yeah. I'm driving around and I'm heading to the gym, and you can go two ways to get into my gym. One is more public, where you have to go through a lot of cars to get to it. And the other one is the backside of a Target, right? Where I think the delivery trucks come, and that's where they do their deliveries. So I go over that way and I pull over. There are a couple of delivery guys there at the back of Target, and I just start crying in my car yesterday.
You were just boohooing like a baby in the back of a Target?
Yes.
A Mr. Blue Sky?
Yes.
You're crying at the happiest place on earth, Target.
I know, right? So I finally had it.
Okay.
And then I text Amanda. I'm like, hey, I finally had the breakdown that you wanted me to have. And she's like, great?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Congrats.
Are you like a silent crier, or do you like just let it?
It was a more teary silent cry than it was a boo-hooer. But you guys have had to have these before.
I've had plenty.
Where?
Well, I was crying so hard in my car to drop my stuff off to an ex to drop my stuff off at my ex's house that the cop pulled me over.
Oh God!
Because apparently you're not allowed to drive and cry. And then he had to call a female cop because he didn't feel comfortable talking to me.
Stop it!
Swear to God. And then I had a binge session in the White Castle parking lot, and then after I ate a bunch of food, I started crying.
Oh, that's a good one.
Didn't you have one at Target too? I feel like I recall you having one at Target.
I don't think so, unless I just forgot about it.
It's so disrespectful to Target. Like you said, it's the happiest place on earth outside of Disney.
It's like, yeah, it's literally like crying at Disney. Like, everyone's having a great time here. There's deals. There's ice cream. There's reasonably priced clothes. Why are you crying?
Olivia, where did your spontaneous breakdown happen?
So I started just absolutely sobbing on my college campus. I was listening to headphones, and I just had the most stressful day. And walking in the center of campus, just started sobbing. I've been listening to you guys since middle school, and I'm now in my doctorate.
Wow.
Ooh, congratulations.
Congrats. I kind of feel like a college campus is a breeding ground for a breakdown for young men and women, because you're under so much stress. And I wouldn't even feel out of place. Like,
I literally saw, and it was not AI, an engineering exam with instructions on what to do. And it was like, number 3, if you're going to cry, please cry quietly. 4, please do not wipe your tears on the paper.
No way, really?
It was like half of the instructions were about crying.
Good morning, Sue. Your spontaneous breakdown, emotional breakdown, happened where?
At the Akron Zoo in Ohio. I live in South Carolina, but I flew in for the weekend to see my son, daughter-in-law, and granddaughter. And while I was there, my two boys who live with us still let me know that our dog of almost 15 years was going to pass.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that's not a spontaneous breakdown. That's a real good reason to break down right there.
Yeah, so now I had sunglasses on, just bawling on the merry-go-round. Nobody there knew what was going on except for my daughter-in-law.
Oh, bless.
My granddaughter's only 2, so she was kind of clueless.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like, I haven't ever heard about the Akron Zoo. Do they have a good zoo?
Oh my gosh, they have a fantastic zoo. I mean, they have like a ginormous grizzly bear that was swimming around like right in front of my granddaughter. She's like right by the glass. They have flamingos. They have monkeys. It's probably one of the better zoos I've been to. We live in South Carolina, but the Akron Zoo is absolutely fantastic if you ever get the opportunity.
I've been there before. It's great.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Are we really doing 2 minutes on the Akron Zoo?
I was curious. Thank you, investigative reporter Kristen Klingshorn.
The Akron Chamber of Commerce is so happy they just got this free.
That's where they shot the scene in Anchorman. Remember the zoo scene?
Shut up. That was at the... No way.
No, not really, but I thought you'd get excited about saying that.
I did, you butthead.
Derek, I like when guys call in with their spontaneous breakdown. Where did it happen?
Yeah, so me and my ex-wife, we kind of had an emotional breakdown, and we kind of had an emotional breakdown fight in New York City in front of Charlie Murphy, the late Charlie Murphy. And my ex-wife was a singer, and she was just going through emotional stuff in New York City. And the promoter happened to be friends with Charlie Murphy, and we kind of broke down in front of Charlie Murphy.
That's great.
Derek, I got to know, what was Charlie Murphy's reaction to your breakdown?
He was just mesmerized, and just like, seeing if he could help, and, just one of those things, and I would just, felt bad afterwards because Eddie Murphy wasn't there, but anyway, first, I just want to say, I'm going to miss you on the air, and I'm having an emotional breakdown, you know, now too.
Thank you, Derek.
You're one of the greatest, and I do a podcast myself, and I interviewed you back in the day on my podcast. I just want to say, you are a great guy, Bert, and I love you, and you do a great job in Atlanta too. So, you know.
Thank you, Derek. What was the podcast? Yeah.
Derek Shapiro Show and DSSTVStation.com. I interviewed back in 2011, and it's still up on my podcast on DerekShapiroShow.com. And I put a YouTube to you yesterday, and you're just a great guy, you know. And it was a privilege interviewing you back in the day. I've interviewed a lot of other people too, but you're one of the greatest people I have interviewed, you know.
Well, I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yes. Well, good luck in your retirement, and I'm going to miss you. And, you know, and you're just one of the great people in Atlanta, you know, and I'm listening to you right now. I'm in Rhode Island right now. So, you know.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for all the nice words. Really appreciate it. So we could do this for 6 hours. Look at the phone lines. I mean, people are breaking down left and right. Good morning, Stacey. You are on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hi. So I work part-time at a pretty popular breakfast restaurant. This actually just happened about 2 weeks ago, and I had a lot going on in my life. And my coworkers were just kind of picking on me about something. We're just making fun of each other. And I lost my ever-loving mind, and I love my coworkers. They're good friends of mine. And I started screaming at them, and I'm telling them that I don't bleeping care and this, that, and the other. And I picked up my coffee and I sipped it, and they said, oh, Stacy's crashing out. And I slammed it in the coffee or in the trash can, and I walked out the back door and I had a full-on panic attack.
Crashing out really is a great term for it. That's mm-hmm. what it feels like. You're just totally crashing out.
Totally crashed out. And I want to let you know, my 9-year-old son listens to you with me every day. He's been at Bert's, or the big thank you, when he was a baby, and we're going to miss you guys. And he's super bummed about tomorrow being the last show as well. So he's listening right now.
Thank you. And he's also the only 9-year-old that knows what radio is, which is really impressive.
<also. Yes.
laughs> Thank you. I have one last one here. And if you guys want to call up over the next couple of days and just say hey to the cast that's in here, or mm-hmm. even say hey and thank you to the people that even aren't on the staff mm-hmm. anymore, that's fine with me. We got nothing else to do. 1-855-BERT-SHOW. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey there, brother. Bert, how are you?
My dude, how are you?
I'm not doing too bad. Where I lost my you know what, was in the office of my boss's, in my boss's company office there. I was transferring from Georgia down here, from Michigan down to Georgia. And he called me into the office after I've been with him for several years. And when he started to get emotional, I just lost it. And he's the owner of the company, Ralph Boyle Incorporated. And so the owner of the company and I sit in his office, just sitting there just crying our heads off. It's just because we had such a connection, and I was leaving, not on bad terms. It was because I married my wife, and I was have to transfer down to Georgia, which I would like to add, you were the reason why me and my wife got together. Years ago, about 16 or 17 years ago, you did a contest on Valentine's Day for a person who calls in. They will win a dinner at one of the top 5 restaurants, if you remember.
Yeah.
And I called in, I won, and I took my girlfriend at that time to dinner, and we lost contact. But we got back together, and she always remembered that night that we went to the Blue Dolphin, mm-hmm. which is not open anymore, and now we're married.
Crazy.
I'm also the second place winner in the Father's Day joke off. There was only 2 people in it, but I got second place.
There's only 2 people in it. What was the joke that lost it for you?
You know, I don't know what the joke was, but it fell flat, and I knew as soon as it left my lips. So, I just wanted to call in and say thank you for being instrumental in me and my wife's life, and we would never forget it. And I know that story there can be a song with everyone else that has been invested in listening to your show. I've been a listener since 22 years now. So
wow, man.
I want to say
thank you, man. I really appreciate you telling us that story. You just never know, man.
I'm just wondering how long that turn signal is. His turn signal was on the entire time he was talking. That light is long.
You know, I had this thought the other day, too. You know, I was telling my therapist about this, that over the course of the last couple of weeks, there have been so many sweet DMs coming in and calls like that coming in, that here I am saying that I'm trying to find, part of the reason why I'm leaving is to try to find some internal self-worth, stuff that is not finding worth from adulation from others. And I feel like I have been overdosing on this drug the last 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and I'm going cold turkey on Saturday. So it's just the opposite of what I was hoping for. You know what I'm saying?
If you need me to text you every day to tell you you're pretty, I'll do it for you.
No, I need just the opposite. I need you to text me and tell me I'm a piece of crap.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.